This is AFN Pacific Radio Report. I'm Air Force Staff Sergeant Mariko Frazee. The crew members of an MV-22 Osprey were successfully rescued off the Okinawan coastline following a shallow water landing on Tuesday. The quick response from the Air Force's 33rd Rescue Squadron transported the crew to U.S. Naval Hospital Okinawa, where they are being treated for their injuries. 3 Marine Expeditionary Force Commander Lieutenant General Lawrence Nicholson explains more at the press conference.
I hope you will understand and agree that there is risk and danger in training at night, in good weather and bad weather, but that training is necessary and that training is important for our two countries.
The cause of the incident is currently under investigation. Airmen aren't the only ones helping out their neighbors. Another Marine in Okinawa made it his own personal mission to spread hopeful wings in the future, one fold at a time. Marine Staff Sergeant Ishmael Escande tells us more.
The legend of 1,000 cranes comes from the idea that if a person folds 1,000 cranes, their wish will be granted by the gods. When I first came here, I asked many Japanese Okinawan people that I can, the locals, if they've ever heard of a lone American folding 1,000 cranes. They've heard of groups of Americans folding it, interest groups. They've heard of Japanese people doing it, but they never heard of a lone American folding it. So I just saw that as an opportunity to do that. Went to a local hospital where they had pediatric care, and I donated 1,000 cranes. I've already told a couple of people about the story of me donating the cranes. Some of them decided that they wanted to help. From mid-September to late October, we finished the second batch of 1,000 cranes. Going into this last project, the one that we donated to our nursing home, it was 10 other Marines, and this was an all-Marine effort. I was awestruck because, that was the third 1,000 cranes that we did. It was amazing to do that.
This has been your AFN Pacific Radio Report. Thanks for listening.